November the 25th, 1 month till Christmas, and some fantasy basketball to talk about. We had nine games, I believe. I think it was nine. Some big performances, some weird performances, some drops. Not too many injuries. That's always good. Let's get into the games. This is the Monday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me and my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Find me on Twitter and on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find all of us, on Twitter at FBI Basketball. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Twitter. Go and find us, go and like, go and subscribe, do all of that. We are also proudly part of the Old Man Squad. Follow them as well at Old Man Squad and hit up. Just go and bother Dan Bresbris. He likes being bothered. So just go and annoy him if you have any questions. Now, Dan and I will be doing a live show tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Pacific, which is 2:30 p.m. Eastern, I believe. We'll be doing a mailbag show. He has tweeted something, as have I. Retweeted his. So if you've got any questions for us, go and find that tweet, drop them in the comments. We'll be selecting five or six of the best questions, maybe more if we get to them. But that show will be coming up tomorrow. And then next week, we'll be doing a show together on my network. Hopefully, if we can work around his schedule, which will be a very special show. I have something in mind for that show. So look forward to that one. But for today, we have a lot of NBA action to talk about. Let's get into the games, the first of which was the Toronto Raptors facing the Detroit Pistons, and we had a close, narrow victory for the Detroit Pistons. Two teams not really in the discussion for upper echelon this season, but a close game nonetheless. For the Raptors, let's start there and let's start with Ochai Agbaji, because I've already had two questions about him today. And I do know that there are questions. I can see Cal Chad in there with a question. We will get to those questions as well. So do drop them in there if you've got any. Ochai Agbaji, we can move on. That's two bad games in a row. Prior to this season, he had been bad. So I think we got a nice little run out of him. I've seen him dropped in a couple of my leagues, and I have him in one league, which I will probably be moving on from. It is a 16-team league, so it will depend who I'm adding. But, yeah, it doesn't look great. The usage isn't there. Scotty Barnes is back, and quickly he'll be back at some point. So will Brown, and so will Olynyk. So arrow is firmly pointed down for him at this stage. As for Scotty Barnes, a lot of points, but a lot of shots. But he's doing what we need him to do. He's been good. Davion Mitchell started in this one. We do not need to add him. RJ Barrett, still pretty good. Like, not what we've been seeing. The assists have obviously come down pretty dramatically since Scotty Barnes came back. And, we're not going to see those 10, 11 assist games anymore, but he has still been pretty good. So we roll out with him, and Jakob Poeltl slowed a little, but 8 and 11, two blocks, still fine. And their bench, no thank you, not really looking at anyone there. For the Pistons, we had no Cade Cunningham again, who remained out. I'd say there's a chance he misses most of this week, if not all of the week. Jaden Ivey stepped up with 25 points on... reading the comments on 25 points on 10 of 13 shooting. So a very good night for him. Obviously this is way above what we get from him efficiency wise, but if Cade is out, he is going to get a bump. Jalen Duren, look, the minutes weren't great, 24 of them. So basically a minute split, But he was probably the better of the two when compared to Isaiah Stewart, which hasn't been the case for the last couple of weeks. 13 and 12 with four blocks for Duren. So hopefully you held him. Maybe this is something he can build on. We'll see. Tim Hardaway, no thank you. Tobias Harris, 12 points, three rebounds. Not great, but we hold. Malik Beasley had three threes. He shot a lot of them, 14. He's still worth rostering, but really only if you need threes. Isaiah Stewart, as I said, he had 9 and 7 with three blocks and a steal. So still a good game from him. He should be rostered. Asar Thompson, 5 points, four assists, three rebounds in his season debut, his return. So really good to see him out on the court. I know he did leave at a point because of an injury, knee, something, but no word that this is anything significant. So good to see him back. You're going to have to hold and ride through some pretty rocky early performances. 2 of 8 from the field is not great, but I think he is worth holding at least for a week, and we'll see what he looks like. On to the next game, the Pelicans and the Pacers. The Pacers get the win, 114 to 110. It was a close one. Let's start with the Pelicans. They welcome back CJ McCollum, who moved straight into the starting lineup, had 23 points, four rebounds. Pretty good for a first game back. The points, he didn't give you much else, but good to see him back on the floor. Elfrid Payton started and had a incredible, I don't know if that's the right word, 21 assists, 14.7 rebounds, two steals. We know Payton can do this. He's had triple-doubles in the past. If you had him for today, well done. Is this going to last? Highly unlikely, because we have got DeJounte potentially back in the next game. Look, hold Elfrid if you want to for another game or two. DeJounte is probably going to come back and sort of be limited and that sort of thing. So maybe they do sort of give 25 minutes to Elfrid Payton for a few games here. I'd probably just hold him, but I don't see this sort of being anything long-term. Daniel Tice started, nothing there. Javonte Green, nothing there. Trey Murphy, probably his best game, 24 points, six rebounds, a steal and a block. Misi came off the bench but did start the second half. He had 16 and 13 with two blocks and two steals. He's probably worth picking up if he was dropped. And if you're holding him, then it's been a good little stretch here. And Brandon Boston, 26 minutes off the bench, 9 points, three assists, a steal. He too is much like Payton. I think you could hold him maybe for the rest of this week, but I think beyond that, his role is just going to be too insignificant. And Jordan Hawkins, who had a bit of value early in the season, no point holding him at all. Now we had some comments here. Lowndes was contemplating picking up Elfrid, but didn't. Yeah, because CJ was back, and I think that's a pretty good reason. No flaw in that logic at all. And Cal Chad says, really wish I didn't know DeJounte was back tomorrow because it prevented that stream. Yeah. Yeah, look, the process works or is correct. Doesn't always work, I suppose. Is more to the point. For the what is my stupid cat doing? Playing with the Christmas decorations. For the Pacers, let's start with Halliburton. So really good game from him. Right from the outset, he looked aggressive. He finished with 34 points, 13 assists, three steals. So this is the Halliburton that we want. Let's see if he can do it. I think they've got a couple of home games this week. He does seem to be playing much better at home, so maybe he can continue this. We will see. Quentin Jackson had 12 and 4. He's starting, but I'm not really interested in him. Siakam started the game well, but was a little passive down the stretch. 14 points, but 7 rebounds, 7 assists. No defense, but that's fine. He don't really need to talk about him. Or Mathurin, he was decent as well. TJ McConnell, 21 minutes off the bench, 7 points, 2 steals and a block, 5 rebounds, no assists, weirdly enough. I think McConnell is is borderline as a 12-teamer at the moment because we are going to be without Nembhard. And Shepherd. On to the next one, the Magic and the Charlotte Hornets. The Magic get the win here. Very low scoring. It actually ended higher scoring than I thought it would be because it was like 60 to 58 or something at three-quarter time. So typical Orlando game. Gary Harris started for Suggs, who injured his hamstring in the last game and then he was removed from the injury report. I thought that's weird. And then he was downgraded to questionable and then he was ruled out. So Gary Harris started and he also hurt his hamstring. And so we got a lot of Cole Anthony. We got enough of Anthony Black, but not as much as I think people would have thought. They actually went with a lot of Cole Anthony here because he was playing quite well. I guess if we run down their roster here, I mean, Wagner, another really good game from him. De Silva, we're not rostering. Bidadze had 6 points, four rebounds, a steal, and a block. And yes, you are correct, Lowndes. He did not play for the fourth quarter. This, I think, was just a situation where Mo Wagner and Jonathan Isaac were playing better. Mo Wagner had 16 and 8 with a steal. So, I wouldn't be worried. Once Carter's back, I think we probably lose a lot of the value on those guys. But if you've got Bidadze, I would continue holding him as long as Carter is out. Cole Anthony, like I said, he had 16, 8, and 4. He is a good rebounder for a guard. So if Harris is going to miss time, if Suggs is going to miss time, I still think Black would be the preference, but we might get more Cole Anthony. So he is probably worth looking at as well. And Jonathan Isaac, who hit that 20 sort of 2 minute mark again, 11 and 6 with two blocks and a steal. And if he could hit a shot, he was 4 of 14. This could have been a really nice line. So I think if he is getting 20 plus minutes, then he is probably worth considering. He is obviously very specialized. You're really just going to get some rebounds and defensive stats and some threes. Apparently he's shooting a lot of them. So, yeah, you might get some threes. Not really anyone else there. Ooh, what happened there? Over to Charlotte. LaMelo Ball continues to play very, very well. 44 points on 17 of 30 shooting, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, a steal and a block. So rolling along very nicely. Don't have his rank, but I'm assuming he's up. Is he in the first round? Let's just have a look. Hang on. Let's go to LaMelo. I don't want to speak out of turn. So LaMelo Ball is... So far this season, he is the 19th ranked player in 9-cat. And I would assume if we were to punt turnovers, because he is turning the ball over a lot, that would probably bring him up inside the top 15. And then if, in like me, if you have him in punt builds, and I am punting rebounds, blocks, field goal percentage, and turnovers, he is... probably a lot better than that, probably like a top 5 player. So anyway, very good thus far from LaMelo Ball. Taj Gibson started, not really surprising. I know Diabate was the guy we sort of said you need to go and add, and I stand by that. Taj Gibson is really just a placeholder, I think, and more of a traditional kind of a center. We don't need to add him or Josh Green. Tijan Salud, yeah, no, probably not. I mean, he started, but there's just not enough there for me to go and add him. Diabate, as I said, I still think he is an add. He only had 2 points, but 8 rebounds, 4 blocks, 2 steals. That's exactly why you picked him up. And he did play 32 minutes, so that is very encouraging. Indeed, Cody Martin, very borderline. If you want him, by all means, but I am not picking him up anywhere. For the next game, Dallas and Atlanta. Dallas get the win in this one, 129 to 119. No Luka Doncic, no Quentin Grimes. So we got Jaden Hardy starting and Najee Marshall starting as well. So, yeah, no Clay. So that's why he was there. Najee has been pretty good, 22 points. Not really giving us the defensive stats, which is what we sort of expect from him, but I think you have to hold him just while he's playing this well. He's shooting. They're involving him offensively. So I think he is worth adding. Derek Lively left this game now. What was his injury? I know he got injured. Someone can pop it in there for me probably. But Lively only played 11 minutes anyway. So Dan Gafford got a few extra minutes, but they also went with 20 minutes of Maxi Kleber here. If Lively misses time, I mean, Gafford's rostered everywhere. I don't think we need to be adding Kleber. I just think they'll play a bit more of PJ Washington at the center. He played 39 minutes in this one. Najee Marshall can sort of play a small ball kind of center as well. So I wouldn't be going to add Kleber if Lively misses time. Dinwiddie also had extra run off the bench, 36 minutes, 22 points, 4 assists. Take a flyer if you want to. Grimes was out with an illness, I believe, so I wouldn't expect it to be long-term. But, oh, Lively was an illness too. Okay. Something going through, because I think Clay, I don't know if Clay was just because he was old or because he was sick. I can't remember. But, yeah, something going through the locker room. Kyrie was questionable, but he played through it and obviously had a really good game. So over to the Atlanta side. We had a really good game from Jalen Johnson, who's just chugging along very nicely now. Risha Shea, no thank you. Clint Capella, 12 points in his 22 minutes. Continues to sort of split minutes with Onyeka Okongwu. Okongwu had 8 and 7 with a block. I think I'd still rather Capella at this point because he's starting. Until Okongwu starts getting more of the minutes, I don't think he's going to start. It doesn't look like it. So I think I would rather Capella at the moment. Trae Young, still a little passive offensively, 18 points, but had 16 assists and 3 steals. So the other numbers are very good. And Dyson Daniels, our favorite defensive player, 17 points on 7 of 14 shooting. So efficient shooting, which is nice. 2 of 2 from the line, 2 steals, 2 blocks. So, yeah, when 2 steals looks like a bad night, that sort of tells you how well he's been playing this season. DeAndre Hunter had 9 points off the bench. He's just a points streamer. And Bogdan Bogdanovic, 18 points off the bench, is a rosterable fellow. Okay, Clippers and Boston. The return of Kristaps Porzingis, an easy win for Boston in this one. For the Clippers, I wouldn't dive into this box score too much. This game was not really close. The starters all played under 30 minutes. Zubats was good, 23 and 10. Harden did his thing. Chris Dunn, he got you 3 steals. So if you're holding him for steals, then he came through, but he basically did nothing else. Coffey had been playing okay, but was not good in this one. And the same goes for Derek Jones, who had 11 points and nothing else. He's still fringy, I think, Derek Jones, for now. And then their bench, a few extra minutes there, but I'm not interested in anyone on their bench in standard leagues. Now for the Celtics. As I said, Porzingis was back. Al Horford was out. So just a straight switch there. Porzingis moved into the starting lineup. Only played 23 minutes. Of course, there's going to be a bit of a limit here with him. But looked really good. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 steal. So if you drafted him, you get him back early. I had him sort of penciled in as maybe early December, but he's beaten that by about a week. And there was even talk that it might be Christmas. So well ahead of schedule, which is good to see. He's probably going to sit back-to-back, so I would assume, for a little bit, and will be on a bit of a minutes limit, but still absolutely worth activating. And again, this game was such a blowout that we didn't get big minutes from the starters. Peyton Pritchard, a good game. He's had some bad ones, so good to see him back on track, 20 points, 2 steals. And Nemesh Keita, after I dropped him yesterday because he didn't even play, He had 12 points, 9 rebounds, 4 blocks, and 2 steals. So well done by me. Great line, but Horford will be back in the next one. They might roll out Tillman. Cornett has got to come back. So other than Porzingis, the center rotation is going to be tricky. And Lone Dez says, is Horford a drop? I would say not yet. He may be at some point, but as I said, I think Porzingis is probably going to be limited. They may alternate starting, so in terms of back-to-backs. So you might get some spot starts by Horford here. And coming up against some bigger teams, they may start them alongside each other if Holiday is given the night off or something. So I would probably hold Horford for now. I would say maybe in 2 to 3 weeks, though, he may trend towards a drop. Okay, Portland and Memphis. Another good win for the Grizzlies. Ja Morant returns. Let's just start with Portland, though. Timani Kamara, just enough. He continues to do just enough. Poor shooting, but 10 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Jeremy Grant, he left with a knee injury. Not surprising at all. We know Jeremy Grant and his injury woes. We hold him, but man, one of the guys I'm glad I didn't draft. Robert Williams was the only healthy center, basically. And he left after 12 minutes with a concussion. So I have no idea what they're going to do for the next game. Duop Reath played 5 minutes, as you can see there. I guess if Ayton continues to be out with the mysterious finger injury, and if Donovan Klingon remains out and Williams is out, it's probably got to be Duop Reath. And we saw last season that he had a nice little stretch. So he would be someone to consider streaming in. Simons was bad. Sharp was okay. Portland are just bad. They look terrible. I think we sort of thought coming into the season they were probably going to be the worst team in the league, at least bottom three, and I'm sort of fairly certain that that's going to happen. Another good Denny Avdija game, though, 32 minutes, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Going at him, if they're going to play him minutes, we know that he can be a 12-team guy. So this rotation is going to be very unpredictable, I think. But if we're going to get a week of 30-plus minute games for Avdija, he is worth picking up. And look, maybe we see a little bit of Jabari Walker, who we know can put up numbers as well. But I really don't trust the Portland roster as a whole. For Memphis, I said Ja Morant returned. He had 22 and 11, some highlight plays, a couple of injury scares. So a typical Morant game. Desmond Bane, only 24 minutes. Look, it was this game, again, much like that Celtics game, was a bit of a blowout. So they didn't have to extend their starters too much. I thought Brandon Clark looked a lot better in this one, though. 25 minutes, 11 and 9 with 3 blocks. I think having Ja on the court helps him a lot. I wouldn't say you have to go and add him, but I would monitor this because I think I just think having a good point guard and someone he's familiar with there and starting to get healthy bodies back probably helps him. So this was obviously a really favourable matchup, but just monitor. And Jalen Wells, we aren't holding him. And then off the bench, we had Jay Huff, who came out and scored about 8 or 10 points in 3 minutes or something. He finished with 12 points. I think he's really just a streamer for me. Marcus Smart, 19 minutes, 6 points. Probably also just a streamer. I don't think there's enough here for him to be must roster. And it's just your normal sort of story off the bench. Our Dharma was really good. We hold him for now. There will come a point where he's a drop, but it's not yet. Kennard for threes, Laravia. He's probably on that cusp of being a drop now. And Scottie Pippen, only 14 minutes in this one. I wouldn't drop him yet, but we were worried that when they got healthy, he would start to trend in the wrong direction. Okay, Knicks and Nuggets, a big win for the Knicks here. Nuggets were never really in this one, 145 to 118. For the Knicks, OG Anunoby, 40 points. I was watching this and then I was checking box scores and I think he was on about 22 points. And I feel like I checked 5 minutes later and he was on 38. So he must have just gone on a little run in the third quarter. 40 points, a block, rolling along very, very nicely. The starters were all okay here. Josh Hart, a little bit quiet, but still a good line overall. McBride returned. He had 13 off the bench in 28 minutes, which meant Campaign only played 18 minutes. McBride is worth considering because he really is their sixth man. So we know, we've said it all along, he's one injury away from a starting role. So if McBride was dropped, which chances are he was, go and have a look and consider picking him up. We've got a question here. Can I drop Scotty for Kyshawn George? Yeah, I still think Scotty's a hold at least for one or two games. But given he was only playing 25 minutes most nights when they didn't have Morant, they didn't have Smart, I just don't think that, like, these nights where he plays 15 minutes will occur more and more. There will be some, like the last game where he just went off and had 30 points, that they'll keep him on the floor. But generally speaking, I don't think he's going to feature too heavily. For the Nuggets, as I said, this was just an ugly one. The numbers were fine for our main guys here, Porter, Jokic, Brown, yeah, he was not his best, but still fine. But Westbrook off the bench had 27 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block. Perfect from the line. I think we go and add him. He's had some good games here, so I think we just add him and ride this out. It will come to an ugly end at some point, but for now he is worth picking up, I think. OKC and Sacramento, a good win here for OKC, 130-109. Got distracted there. For the Thunder, Hartenstein moved straight into the starting lineup. We thought this might happen. He had 17 and 10 with 4 assists. He did go to the locker room with an eye injury, I believe, but was able to return. So no issues here unless something pops up on the injury report. I think he will be fine. Jalen Williams, no signs of slowing down, 28 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals and a block. So he just continues to pump out first-round value. Lou Dort, 0 points. The offense has just vanished. He did get 10 assists and 2 steals, but I don't think he's a must-roster player anymore. Kayson Wallace left this game with a knee or an ankle. It was something. Anyway, he got injured. So if he is going to miss time here, there's probably a little bit more of Isaiah Joe if you need threes, and potentially Aaron Wiggins, especially if Caruso remains out. We don't have word on exactly what his injury is other than an aggravation of what he'd done before. So, just keep an eye on that injury report. For Sacramento, Keegan Murray was pretty good again. That's 2 in a row, 14 points, 10 rebounds. So good to see that he is getting back on track somewhat. DeRozan, very good. Sabonis, very good. Don't need to talk about them. Fox, it was going to happen. The shooting was going to fall off a little bit and these numbers were going to come down. But we've had such a good run here that you can forgive him for performances like this. He still did have 14 points, 5 assists and a steal. So not terrible. Keon Ellis started and had 8 points. I still don't think I'm adding him. This was likely just a matchup kind of thing. Malik Monk returned and had 14 points in 26 minutes off the bench, and that probably makes Kevin Huerter and Keon Ellis both a drop. And then for Malik Monk, I would probably take a bit of a flyer on him, I think. And last game of the night, Brooklyn and Golden State, another bad loss for the Warriors. This is sort of what we were expecting from them coming into the season. We thought that they were going to not struggle for wins, but they weren't going to be top four or anything like that. So I think maybe they did overachieve a little bit to start the season, but they will, of course, be better than this. For the Nets, they were without Nick Claxton. We had a weird starting lineup. So we had Cam Thomas starting alongside Dennis Schroeder with Zaire Williams, Jalen Wilson, and Cam Johnson. So yeah, just going very small, no Finney Smith, but it worked. Jalen Wilson was pretty good in this one, 18 points, 6 rebounds with a block, as was Zaire Williams, 19 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals. I think both are probably worth a look if the injuries stick. Cam Johnson also was forced out of this game with an ankle sprain. It didn't look too bad. I saw the replay. It didn't look like a significant one. So I'm hoping that maybe this is just a few games rather than a few weeks. But stay tuned for that. But if he is out and Finney Smith is out and Claxton Simmons obviously got to come back somewhere. But Jalen Wilson and Zaire Williams, I streamed both of them in, one each in two different leagues, and I streamed each one. I'll probably just hold them. I'll probably hold them and just see what happens in their next game. Shake Milton had 13 points off the bench, but I think I'd still rather those other guys over him. And Cam Thomas, 23 points. Dennis Schroeder just took over late in this one. I think he had 13 or 15 or something in the last quarter. So he finished with 31 points, 7 assists, 2 steals. If he puts it together with a couple more good games, there's another sell-high window for him after he fell off following his hot start to the season. For the Warriors, the Buddy Hield decline continues. Is he a drop? He's pretty close. I don't have him anywhere, so I can't really talk from experience. If I did have him, I'd probably be holding him, but barely. It would depend who I was picking up as well. But, yeah, it's been a pretty big, fast fall from grace. Curry was good. Wiggins was fine. Draymond Green, 6 points. So the points are very inconsistent for Draymond, but 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 0 defensive stats. Not his best night. Again, I don't have him everywhere. He is worth rostering, but there's a reason I didn't draft him. Trayce Jackson-Davis, 8 points, 2 blocks in his 17 minutes. Not enough consistent playing time for him to be rostered, I don't think. And then, it's just minutes everywhere for Pajemski, Gary Payton, Moses Moody, which makes rostering any of them almost impossible. Rostering them with confidence, let's say that. And that's all the games. So we've got a question, sort of a question. I'm really not surprised by the Cole Anthony usage. They had done this previously with a Suggs injury. If I recall, Anthony was just completely. Yeah, you're probably right. I still thought we'd see more of Anthony Black, but, yeah, look, maybe we do in the next game. Let's see if Suggs is out for the next one. They have sort of said this is just precautionary. Hamstrings are tricky, as you know, so maybe he does miss another game or two. Gary Harris will almost certainly miss time here. He has a history of lower body injuries, so I'm surprised it took this long for him to get injured, to be honest. Main question for tonight from Cal Chad is the Kings rotation. Monk is back. Ella starts here. Herder 10. Any logic to this? No, like I said, I think Ellis probably started because they were against the Thunder. So it's a very defensive-minded matchup. I don't think Monk comes into the starting lineup. They like him as their sixth man, so I don't think that's going to change. But I wouldn't be surprised if Herder starts. Herder and Ellis sort of cycle through the starting role, but then Monk will be the consistent sort of 28 minutes off the bench. So I still think Monk would be my preference, and I think Herter and Ellis, there's no reason to be rostering them, I don't think. All right, let's have a look. What do we got? 5 games. Let's go through the games quickly for tomorrow. There's only 5 of them. It is NBA in-season tournament day. It's a weird week. We've got 5 tomorrow and 14 the next day. Potentially, it's a weird one because of Thanksgiving. So we're basically cramming 7 days worth of games into 6 days. Let me just move that question off the screen, make sure there were no other questions. I don't think there were. No, okay. All right, on to the games for tomorrow. So the Bulls play the Wizards. For the Bulls, nothing new to talk about. Patrick Williams remains out, so we are looking at Matis Bouzelas. Now, tomorrow will be a streaming day, obviously, with only five games. So Bouzelas is someone I like there, as well as Dosunmu, if he's available. For the Wizards, Jordan Poole, questionable with his hip flexor injury. I didn't think he'd play, but questionable is a positive sign, but let's see. If you've got Bub Carrington, maybe you just hold him for one more game tomorrow, given you can almost treat him like a streamer. Brogdon, I guess we're adding for now until he gets injured. Kyshawn George, maybe if Poole is out and George starts again. So if we do get word that Poole is going to miss tomorrow's game, then maybe Kyshawn George is worth streaming in. All right, next game is the Bucks facing the Heat. So for the Bucks, Giannis probable as always. He should play, I would assume. Taurean Prince is questionable due to illness. Must be something going around, I guess. We're not really rostering him. If he plays, you can stream him for threes. Gary Trent has been shooting the ball better of late, so I'd actually prefer him as a streamer over Taurean Prince if he's available. And for the Heat, Rozier is probable, although he was probable, I think, for the last game and then was ruled out. So I wouldn't guarantee he plays, but it is pointing towards him being available. And if so, we're going to lose a little bit of value on guys like Duncan Robinson, Jaime Jaquez, Pel Larson, who had a really good game in their last one. So, yeah, probably not a lot of streaming here, assuming that Rozier and we know Jimmy Butler is playing as well. Houston play the Timberwolves for the Rockets. Dylan Brooks will return. Van Fleet did not get suspended, so he will play. Jalen Green is questionable with an illness as well. If Green sits, I would assume I was going to say Amen Thompson would come into the starting lineup, but we could get some Reed Shepherd as a starter. I still think Amen Thompson would play more minutes. It just depends. I think it probably would be Amen Thompson. I was going to say he doesn't give them the floor spacing, but they have Van Fleet, they have Brooks, they have Jabari, who technically can spread the floor as well. So, yeah, I think it might be Amen Thompson if, he's rostered anyway, so it doesn't matter. But in terms of streaming, if Green is out, maybe we look at Shepherd in deeper leagues, standard leagues, 50-50. For the Timberwolves, Mike Conley is questionable with his toe. If he is out, DiVincenzo gets a bump, Alexander Walker gets a bump. DiVincenzo probably still rostered despite some sort of subpar performances. And Jaden McDaniels, who had been playing really well, he went back to being pretty mid in the last game. But if you held him, roll him out tomorrow on a low-volume day. All right, Spurs and the Jazz. For the Spurs, Keldon Johnson probable with a hamstring. Devin Vassell is out, but they have said he will play Wednesday, so they must have a back-to-back, as a lot of these teams do, obviously, if there is 14 games the next day. Actually, can I look at... Oh, I don't know. There probably is. I can't remember. So Vassell will return for their next game. But for tomorrow, Steph Castle, give him a look. Julian Champagne, if you need points. Harrison Barnes, who somehow got the player of the week. It was a sad week in the Western Conference, obviously. And we're not worrying about Zach Collins or Charles Bassey or any of these guys because Wemby is healthy. Given he's coming off an injury, I guess there's a chance that he sits one of these two. There's no indication that that will happen, but it might. So just keep an eye on the injury report because if Wemby does miss one of those games, both Collins and Bassey could be worth picking up for a very, very short-term ad. And for the Jazz, They are relatively healthy. Jordan Clarkson, I don't know what they're doing with him. He plays and then he's out. He's got plantar fasciitis. Just give him 2 weeks off. So I don't know. Anyway, who am I to say? But with him out, we'll get Sexton and a bit more of Sexton. He's been playing well, so that's a good thing. Kessler is back, but Collins was still very productive in that last game, so both are worth rostering. But there's not much on the bench here. Filipowski is out. I guess we're going to get some more Bryce Sensabaugh, but I don't think we've seen enough from him to be adding him. And the last game of the night will be the Lakers and the Suns. The Lakers, Anthony Davis, much like Giannis, always probable. Hopefully he plays. Jackson Hayes is going to return from his ankle sprain. Hachimura, we assume, will start over Connect. Once again, I still like Connect as the potential add there over Hachimura, but Connect certainly wasn't as good in that last game. And D'Angelo Russell, maybe, again, I think he's probably a drop, but if you have been holding him, tomorrow's a good day to roll him out there. And for the Suns, they should welcome back Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant. Both are probable returning from their calf injuries. That is basically going to eliminate all of the streaming value because they are fully healthy. They will have their starting five, Grayson Allen, if you need threes off the bench, Royce O'Neal, I guess, because it's a low volume day and you just need some stuff, he might be worth a look. I'm going to get out of here. We've got one question. McBride worth an add in 14 teams. I think he's worth a flyer. He has been pretty up and down, but he's been out now for a while. But he looked okay today. They played him clearly over Cameron Payne, so they still view him as the sixth man. So I think if he's getting 27, 28 minutes, which he should, in a 14 team, I think he's probably worth a look, yes. But that will do. That will do for today's show. There will be a show tomorrow. As I said, I will be doing a show over on Dan's network tomorrow. So if you go and find that tweet on Twitter, and he might have put it on Blue Sky as well, I'm not sure. But go and find that, drop some questions in, we will go through them. But thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm Adam King. This has been the Monday post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.